ain't going down now with you. If you're going downtown, get you someone new.
Store up NYC. Did you get a chance to look around? Did you buy like $10,000 worth of product in here?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I said a few things I'm gonna pick up before I leave.
So you two are doing big things right now. I cannot believe how much you've accomplished within a short period of time. I know there's a lot of individuals who are inspired by you with your brand, Eastside Golf. First, I want to start off with, how did you two meet?
College. Yeah, Morehouse College.
Played on the same golf team.
Okay.
We won a national championship in 2010.
So I really want to know, how did the two of you come together in creating Eastside Golf?
So actually I created it, and it started from, well, after college I turned pro in golf. Did that for a couple of years, but I just couldn't afford it anymore.
You dust off your shoulder there. You just turned pro after college.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, but you know how professional golf works. You have to find sponsors, and it's very expensive. I was asking anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000 for a year to fund my golf career. I knew that it would cost anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000. So I was actually creating decks, doing sales pitches to entrepreneurs, lawyers, doctors. I mean, anybody that would listen, you know. Wow. It got to a point I just couldn't afford it anymore. So I was in accounting, you know, and actually I was in commercial finance for about 8 years and was looking to become VP of a finance firm.
Wow.
And, you know, COVID hit, you know, so ended up getting let go from my job. But around the same time that I started that position, I started the company, Eastside Golf, and started the page, Eastside. I started buying, you know, started the company June 2019, so I started buying like sweatshirts, t-shirts, lapel pins, umbrellas, and November 2019, that's when I started selling apparel. And that was the same month I got let go.
Wow.
Yeah, and surprisingly, you know, all the way through.
It led to something else, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think if that hadn't occurred, you would have still started this brand?
Like I said, I started it when I had my new job, but mm-hmm. I definitely know I don't know if I would have put as much time into Eastside Golf, because I would have had a full career, you know, but mm-hmm. me getting let go, I mean, it was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
You know, it was a tough time, but
sometimes everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Tough time. But end up coming up with the brand, you know, I wanted to turn back pro. So I thought, first things first, let me just make a logo. You know, jeans, sweatshirt, Cuban link mm-hmm. chain. It was just supposed to be me. I was gonna put it on my polo, put it on my bag, but one thing led to another. Now we have an entire clothing brand.
And what does that logo look like?
It looks like me wanting to be myself out on the golf course. You know, it looks mm-hmm. like, how often do I just want on jeans, sweatshirt, and a chain, and as I'm swinging as hard as I can.
Saw that chain,
yeah,
flying.
The chain is going the other way.
Do we need to get you a heavier chain?
Yeah. Just wanted to feel like myself, so taking that logo and pushing forward, everybody else has seen the same thing. We've just taken off like a rocket ship.
And then you thought Earl would be a great partner in crime, I see.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we won together in college. I feel like, you know, we know how to win.
Teamwork,
you know, so
makes the dream work, as I 100%. Always say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. Nah, it's been an unbelievable journey. Like you said, I think it was something that he saw and, you know, moved forward on it. And, you know, I got a chance to experience it myself and was kind of, you know, I think obviously they're supporting him from day one, you know, just as a friend, you know,
yeah.
Like not necessarily looking at it like, oh, this is a business opportunity. It's just mm-hmm. like, whatever you were doing, it could have been pizza as it, you know, because I think you raised a good point, and he did too. Like, as far as, you know, at that time, I'm working. I have, you know, full-time job and responsibilities and things like that. So it was one of those things where, for me, it was a transition of working full-time, but also working on East Side, and then you get to the point where it's like, okay, this makes sense to start, you know, start a full transition and then come on full-time. But no, it's been an unbelievable journey, and I'm enjoying every bit of it. I feel very blessed and privileged.
And you two complement each other in so many different ways. So I know that you both kind of have different roles. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explain exactly what your roles are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, so me, I do all the design for East Side. I definitely work with couple of graphic artists, but all the ideas that come out, you know, when we went and got the, we have a new Jordan collab or NBA collab, you know, I end up coming out with basically a template, just taking, you know, golf and showing it through a different lens. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all we're doing, and showing how it connects to so many of different sports and people in different ways. I mean, people literally feel like they can be themselves after they see our logo. Mm-hmm. So.
And I really feel like clothing these days, it's almost like a different language, where the craft and the effort that you put into the clothes and the products themselves speak so much differently. So when you're walking out on the golf course, I mean, you're literally speaking a language to those who are viewing you. So appreciate, you know, what you've really done with your logo and your creativity and your artistic passion, because I think that it really helps those who maybe don't want to speak about exactly what they're wearing. It's already spoken for because of what you've created for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well said.
You, girl? Nah, are you artsy too? I know you are.
Nah, I know my lanes. I know what I'm good at. No, so I'm running more on the business side of things. So day-to-day operations, you know, raising capital, business development, those sorts of things, different projects. But like you said, it's something that I really am enjoying, kind of creating a culture over at Eastside, team-wise, you know, making sure that, you know, essentially we're here to implement his vision. Right, so I'm more of a kind of stand in between, right, mm-hmm. to make sure that this is going in a direction that he wants to go. So we have a lot of conversations and back and forth. So I can fully, because it evolves, right? Like mm-hmm. you started as one thing and now it's a business, right? And it's mm-hmm. not just a thing where it's like, this is O's, baby. We have employees, right? Mm-hmm. So we can't just jump out the window on certain things, but at the same time, we still also wanted to create and maintain that level of authenticity, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing that we just try to juggle every day. But no, that's pretty much our role within the business.
You two are the perfect puzzle pieces. You connect perfectly together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. Look at all that you've accomplished, mm-hmm. the two of you. It's incredible. And now you've got an incredible team backing you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to get into one of your most recent collaborations with something called Jordan Brand. Tell me about the obstacles and just the path into getting your foot in the door to work with a brand like Jordan Brand. I know so many would dream one day just to work with Jordan Brand. How did you manage to do it in such a short period of time?
Well, I think timing had a lot to do with it. I think we were uniquely positioned, you know, in a space that wasn't crowded. And we were there waiting, right? And so when you think about the Jordan Brand, what does MJ do? And now, currently,
he golfs. So, he's expensive to golf with.
So I think having a brand that can, you know, attach to them and getting in front of the right folks. So, you know, big shout out to Chris Paul, who's also one of our business partners, investors, you know, kind of made some intros, that team, CJ Paul, to the right folks over there. And I think, you know, it just resonated. And we recognize the fact that, you know, we jokingly say it may be one of the fastest collabs ever with the brand.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, literally with an exclamation point put on it, you two have done this in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
I don't honestly know anyone who's done it this quick. So it is really
It is
amazing.
It is amazing, but I also think, like, you know, we've been playing since we were 6 years old, and I think it's important to recognize that, like, this brand put 10,000 hours in, right? Like, now people know about us because we have a Jordan, but it wasn't like we just started playing golf, right? And I don't, people don't know Earl and Olajuwon prior to Eastside, but that's the real reason that got us there, right? Like, we had the Jordan before the hype, Mm-hmm. So if you guys have seen it a year ago, somebody believed in us the year before, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's very important because it can be misconstrued. People are like, oh, well, how they do it, why they do it. It just came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, we haven't dropped the ball yet. So it's not a thing where we just bought into the hype and we're just like, all right, you know what? We're only going to be
cool.
known for
this
Jordans.
Yeah, you were already doing it. You're authentic to who you are. And I think that the brand saw that directly and they didn't need to tell a story. You are the story.
Yeah.
How is it, though, working on a sneaker? Did you choose the silhouette? Do you want to kind of
that's
go,
that's all him.
Do you want to go into what it's like to work with Jordan Brand? And did you get to actually hang out with Michael Jordan the GOAT himself?
Yeah. So, well, first off, we didn't get to choose. I didn't get to choose the shoe. You know, it was the year of the four. So we got the Retro 4 golf shoe and basically thinking about how would I design it, but I wanted it to basically hit off of the logo. So being, you know, gray, navy, then have the gold hints that portrays like the gold chain, you know? Mm-hmm. But then on top of that, literally, I'd say a month after I made the logo, I came out with a canvas. And the canvas actually depicts how I thought golf would look in the future.
Oh,
you know, so
wow.
That canvas is actually on the bottom of the Jordan as well, so. So, I mean, just taking those different things, you know, telling the story about the logo, telling our story to the Jordan brand. I mean, they were just like, how do we tell it? You know, mm-hmm. the most authentic way. So I ended up coming back with about 8 or 9 different concepts, you know, showed it to our guy Gentry Humphrey. And we went through the list and came down to probably like possibly 2 last ones. And that's the one that we went with, you know. And I just showed him like, you know, different things that I had. And he was like, you should do this, and really it was already created to where it was fit to tell a story, the East Side Golf story.
Well, I love that they gave you that free will to just kind of craft it the way that you wanted to, because I think a lot of people, maybe because Jordan Brand is such a big brand, they think that you come in there and they kind of tell you exactly mm-hmm. what it is mm-hmm. that they want you to do with the sneaker itself. But it's incredible to hear that they really just allowed you to be authentic to you and your brand. Mm-hmm. I love the gold accents and the color scheme. I mean, for me personally, when it comes to sneakers, I just want a good colorway at the end of the day.
Yeah, I got
you. Give me a good color. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
But the color combination, it's so unique. It's different. It speaks to who the two of you really represent when mm-hmm. it comes to even the apparel. Mm-hmm. So that is another thing.
Yeah.
Not only did you get to do a sneaker, Jordan Brand's like, why don't you design some clothes as well? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So actually later this year, we are going to be coming out with more Jordan sneakers. But,
Well, okay then.
Yeah.
I think they were pretty happy with the launch and everything the first time around.
The response was crazy. Mm-hmm. I like to tell people we dominated the sneaker culture for about 48 hours.
Yeah.
Hey, that's actually a good period of time. Usually
it's
60 seconds, right?
Yeah.
So you're already working on future collaborations. I don't know if you can go into detail with that, but you will be doing more apparel as well as more sneakers for golf specifically. Or are you actually going to be maybe potentially branching out into some other silhouettes?
I would say golf kind of specifically. You see a lot of golf brands, they'll come out and it's like golf and athletic wear. Mm-hmm. We're more golf and streetwear.
It's been great though. It's been great working with the brand. We're excited. I think too, one of the things that's sitting here thinking about it, it's like we've been very fortunate because there isn't history to compare us to, right? And so like you had mentioned earlier, like, when it comes to the Jordan brand, and some people may be like, oh, well, how much creative do you have? But it's like, they've never really designed golf shoes.
You're defining your own lane, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. There's no map that can guide you. The two of you are blindfolded, basically, going into this space, just hoping that your audience will actually love what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to say it, but the resale market speaks for itself.
Yeah, 100%.
I checked my size, guys. my pair sold for $5,000 a month ago.
Yeah.
How does that feel to have a shoe on the resale market going for that price point?
Man, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's something that, again, people want. People want this in a real way. And I think as long as we continue to deliver on that, it's but it's something we can't control either. Mm-hmm. You know, so when people kind of tell us like, man, it's this, it's like, I'm sorry, like I can't, you know what I mean? I was just there a few months ago, you know what I mean, a year ago. I know what it is to get on StockX. I definitely have empathy and understand, but I think more than anything for us in the seat that, you know, put the Eastside Golf hat on, it's just, it's a blessing that many people would want a golf shoe and are excited about the brand. And so it's also a sense of responsibility.
So what are some main obstacles, do you think, as far as just giving advice to others who are trying to follow in your footsteps that they should look out for?
From a business standpoint, the story that you're telling, you know, how will this story change things? You know, and what are the steps that you're going to take to implement, I'd say, partnerships or even your personal story, the things that you post on Twitter or the things that you post on Instagram? How does it tell the story to where you can change things? I mean, on the page, I just try to bring light to Black history in golf, whether that's men, women, doesn't really matter. You know, just untold stories, like, you know, even the first time a Black person could play golf in Georgia was 1955 because of a Supreme Court ruling. So we're telling those type of stories on our page, but then, you know, selling fly apparel with dope, you know, initiatives and dope, I would say, sayings that we want everybody to abide by.
Stories are huge and they're so impactful. I feel like the community itself, they want more than just the secret out. They want a story being told. They want the package to actually have something to do with the secret itself, even the tissue paper. I mean, down to a T, everything matters. Yeah. And your audience is going to remember that. You know, they're going to remember that story. And so when they look back and somebody's like, man, those are fire shoes. And like, let me tell you the story of Eastside Golf.
100%. It's an experience.
It is. Yeah. It truly is.
Definitely. So we try to definitely provide that.
Yeah. And well, I guess lastly, you know, I would say when it comes to following your dreams, I mean, I know a lot of people hear that all the time. But if you can, you know, make a solid plan and then not be afraid to execute and not being afraid to fail. You know, if you can go down that road, I feel like there will be a lot more successful entrepreneurs.
Your failure. That's how a lot of people don't even get started.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But you learn from your failures, which is, you know, one of the things I've learned from many times in my life. I know with working with somebody like the GOAT, Michael Jordan, comes a ton of pressure. How do you manage that?
Well, I'll say this. When we had our first pitch with MJ, I mean, he loved it, you know, and I feel like that gave us confidence that what we were doing made sense. And, you know, even moving forward, he was willing to trust us with whatever we envisioned. I mean, with whatever we envisioned, you know, as long as it definitely spoke to culture, you know, spoke to our stories, but, and also spoke to golf itself on how to grow it originally. You know, he felt like we could do that. And you know, me spending individual time with him, I mean, he believes in the brand. You know, he believes that, you know, Jordan Brand is just something that can help us and elevate our story, you know, but he wants our story out there in the forefront to help change and to bring, I guess, attention to the unwritten and unspoken things about golf. So,
I agree. I mean, you got the GOAT believing in you. That just gives you a level of confidence that I think a lot of times, like you said, people don't necessarily know the relationship that we have with him. And I think that right there, just because it's just non-traditional, like I'm sure people have worked at the brand and they have never met him, you know? So our experience has just been one of difference, but I think a lot of it is just the power of the game of golf. Like golf got us there, like golf has allowed us to be able to weave, and I think we're walking billboards for what the game of golf as a whole can do. And then to be able to be on the other side, to have a brand to kind of connect that has been fabulous. But yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely pressure, but you kind of, as he said, it's to have a conversation with him and to know that he believes in you and he can do anything, like, you know, he can do whatever, he doesn't have to. And
so inspiring, like, just to know the fact that Michael Jordan says guys. To you, I trust you. He's not stepping in and saying, I don't feel this, I don't like this, guiding you in a different direction, because I know that that relationship would feel kind of weird if that was the case, if it was on a more negative.
For sure, and I mean, and again, like, it's to be healthy criticism, you know what I mean? We definitely you know, listen, we're open to, you know, not saying we know it all, but I just think to understand the fact, like, one, like you said, just to have a conversation with him is unbelievable, mm-hmm. but I think for him to really be like, nah, I really rock out. And I'll say it like this, the folks that hang out with him even more, the feedback that we get from them is even, I guess, astonishing, right? And people mm-hmm. are like, man, I was with MJ and he mentioned y'all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. all the time. You know, that happens.
Those sorts of things, it's just kind of like, wow.
Did you ever fear, actually, that the brand wouldn't actually work out, wouldn't be successful?
At the beginning, for me, definitely. You know, I got that from other people that it wouldn't work out. What is that? Mm-hmm. Is that a chain? Is that a noose? Or is that a, what is that around his neck? Like, goodness chain. Gracious, you know? Yeah. So
I know I need to bedazzle a bit more, but right. calm down.
Like, yeah. yeah, so at the beginning, I was a little, you know, hesitant, I would say. But, mm-hmm. I mean, why not? You know, it's never been done before. You know, I've never seen a black man as a golf logo other than Jordan, mm-hmm. but doesn't have any color in it. You know, where's mm-hmm. the skin? So. Let's try something a little bit different. Let's push the envelope. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we did. And we do it with even the pieces that we make, you know,
that's
things that can.
That's a huge part of your success. You absolutely. Pushed the limits. You did yeah, you and didn't need to listen to anybody necessarily stand in your way.
Absolutely.
I always say when people tell me I can't do something, it just makes me work 10 times harder. So what about your golf career? What is going on with your new ambitions in the golf scene? I know you're still doing some stuff there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I played my first pro tournament. It was a mini tour tournament, the Jim Thorpe Invitational. It was in February. Placed 20th out of about 55 people. So I finally got out there the first one after 8 years. You know, me playing, I missed the game, but finally, you know, starting to get back into the groove of things, so. Mm-hmm.
And what about you? What are you doing outside of Eastside Golf?
I mean, definitely still teaching. You know,
yeah,
that's
you're
a
still
big,
teaching.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. But really, I've just been focused a lot on the brand, you know, right now. Understand it demands, you know, so much time. You know, it's mm-hmm. always, it got to be able to answer questions on weekends. It's always something going, so.
But you're able to multitask it so nicely, which
I do my best.
Part of the game, you know?
Do our best. Yeah. You know, whenever one person kind of needs to take a couple of days, somebody's driving the ship. And the other person, you know, it just 100%. Just swaps out.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that the two of you have each other. I can't even imagine this on your own.
Yeah, that would be the best thing I would tell somebody, get a partner. Like,
yeah.
I mean, in a good, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it on their own. You know, this isn't, especially when you're building something so massive.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only way you do it on your own is literally, like, you know, micromanaging. And then you can only go so far, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to give the keys to someone and allow them to go. Because at the end of the day, if it's all dependent on one person, mm-hmm. then they can only go.
Can't have too much on the plate, as they say, right?
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
And so where do the two of you see this brand going in the future? What are some of your goals and aspirations?
I mean, well, of course, my goal is to, you know, the story being told of, you know, a guy wanted to start a company just to fund his own golf career. But then me turning around and actually winning a PGA tournament, you know, I just feel mm-hmm. like it'll speak volumes to so many people that no matter how old you are, whatever your dream is, whenever in your life, go after it. Mm-hmm. Like, make an attempt. Second thing is an Eastside Golf Country Club. So something where it looks, has simulators, has a place where, you know, you can putt, but also a bar and great food, and also a place where you can get lessons.
Experiences are key with brands these days. Yeah. I feel like the more that you can bring to the table for your audience to really experience a moment mm-hmm. where they're in your product, it really just takes it to another level.
Absolutely.
And they'll never forget that moment in time.
Absolutely.
Correct. No, I'm excited. I think, you know, we have an opportunity to really build something special. I think, like, everything he's saying is, you know, get an opportunity to change the game. You know, I think mm-hmm. we can invite so many new people into the game in a new, welcoming way. And make them long-lasting golfers, and just as that continues to trickle down to their kids, the next generation, is something that I think we're super excited about. And just having a real impact. Mm-hmm. I think there's been a lot of fluff. You know, there's a bunch of programs. There's billions of dollars been spent in golf, and diversity hasn't changed, right?
Diversity, inclusion, these are all key words, actually, mm-hmm. for your brand. Do
you
want to extend on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think, again, like I said, looking where we are today, right,
mm-hmm.
there's it wasn't a lack of money being spent there. Like, let's go really go back and all these brands that have existed for how many years, how much money have they spent, and what is the result? Like, what are the KPI? Like, there hasn't been.
I love the KPIs, like right. This one over here.
Exactly, there hasn't been anything that's really pulled somebody into the game, right? Mm-hmm. And so now you have this small brand, relatively as of now, that's making a huge impact. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that we're trying to do is make sure that those dollars are now kind of either being reallocated, right? And going about it just a different way. And diversity and inclusion is something that is very important to us. And not just, again, just saying it to say it, but like I said, what are the numbers? Like, let's look at the numbers. Let's mm-hmm. hold everybody accountable across the board. You know, what does leadership look like? What do your executive team look like? You know, positions, all of those sorts of things, you know, and that's something that we try to manage our business every day with that in mind as well, right? Like, that's something that's important to us.
You two are making your own.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait to see. I'm sure so many are going to try and follow in your footsteps and create, hopefully,
that's
similar
what it's all
business
about.
Concepts mm-hmm. that will help grow, you know, in this new path that you're making.
Yeah,
oh, definitely.
And there's room for all of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's just, what I always say. Yeah. Definitely. With women, it gets competitive in the sneaker right. culture, you know, and what mm-hmm. I always say to the ladies is, there's so much space for all of us. As long right. as you do you and you're true to yourself, mm-hmm. there's right. always gonna be more room.
For sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't copy others and right. try and mimic exactly what other people are doing.
Correct.
You know, it's like you can take cues and you can learn, but always just be yourself.
Be it. Be authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, but you know, we welcome the competition too. That's a part of leading the pack, right? So when you're out in front, people are gonna emulate that, whatever sport it is. You know, it's on the business side when you're doing that. You know, but it's all about continuing to have that special sauce and, like you said, elevating the experience. And at the end of the day, we can play. Like, I think that's why the gap is so far. Like, you're just picking up golf today. We picked it up 25 years ago. You know, like you said, that's how we came together, through golf, you know, winning a national championship. So I think, to me, that's our special sauce. That's our competitive advantage. And,
you can't beat that foundation.
Yeah.
You really can't. Well, I can't wait to see what the two of you accomplish in the next few years. Nice. It's going to be on another level, I already know.